Well, Lupe, our community's biggest risk factors are drug and alcohol abuse by the parent, domestic violence, and mental health needs. Get to know your neighbors, coworkers, parents of your children's friends, and be involved.
Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
Hey, good morning. It's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. And joining us on the Street Beat Newsline is Monica Olivares, Community Coordinator for Sunrise Opportunities Prevention Council, Washington and Hancock Counties. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here, Lupe. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for being here. So go ahead and tell us, what is the Prevention Council?
The Prevention Council is the central coordinating agency for child abuse prevention programs in Washington and Hancock counties. We strive to strengthen families, promote healthy relationships, and support communities to prevent child abuse and neglect. We want the best for our children and recognize parents need support. We believe the more tools a parent has in their toolbox, the stronger the family becomes. And when I say tools, I'm referring to our programs and support. We offer several programs for parents and caregivers in the community. Our prevention programs include three thriving playgroups in Callis, Harrington, and Ellsworth, several in-person and virtual support groups for parenting recovery, concrete support such as diapers, formula, cribs, winter clothing and fuel assistance, professional trainings, and parent education classes.
And how and when did it get started?
We are a branch of Sunrise Opportunities. In 2017, the Prevention Council approached the Maine Children's Trust about becoming the voice in Washington County because our agency realized how important the work of child abuse and prevention is in our community. In July of 2017, Sunrise Opportunities signed an MOU with Maine Children's Trust, but we didn't really get going until January of 2018. And then in 2020, Sunrise Opportunities secured the contract to expand to Hancock County. We are planting the seeds and starting to see our hard work grow in Hancock County.
And how many councils are there in the state?
Each county has a prevention council, and some councils cover multiple counties. So in all, there are 13 councils in Maine.
What is considered child abuse and neglect?
Abuse or neglect is a threat to a child's health or welfare due to a physical, mental, or emotional injury or impairment, sexual abuse or exploration, lack of essential needs, or lack of protection from these by a parent or caregiver responsible for the child.
What are the risk factors for child abuse and neglect?
Well, Lupe, our community's biggest risk factors are drug and alcohol abuse by the parent, domestic violence, and mental health needs. However, if you and your family are experiencing any of these risk factors, it does not mean you will abuse your children.
And why is it important to look at risk factors?
Well, risk factors inform us what the root causes of child maltreatment are. When we better understand these factors, we know the necessary supports that family need to be successful, which directly guides our work.
What can we do as a community to minimize child abuse and neglect?
Community is so important, and when all families are thriving and healthy, then the community really truly does benefit. Get to know your neighbors, coworkers, parents of your children's friends, and be involved. Support families when they are going through a difficult time, encourage them to ask for help or provide a way to fill that need.
Now, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. What is the Prevention Council doing in the community for this special month?
Yes, April marks Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we are displaying pinwheels throughout Washington and Hancock counties. And, you know, living through the pandemic really reinforced the importance of building a better tomorrow for our children. Pinwheels, a happy, uplifting symbol of childhoods, have come to serve as the national symbol of the great childhoods we want for all of our children. And displaying pinwheels demonstrates how we can all support safe and healthy families. Additionally, we are distributing bags throughout the community with program information, pinwheels, and whoopie pies to raise the awareness of Child Abuse Prevention Month. So when you see a pinwheel in the community, that is the Prevention Council raising awareness.
Hmm. Are there any special programs you're highlighting this month?
Yes, in recognition of this special month, the Prevention Council would like to introduce and highlight the Front Porch Project. This is a community initiative based on the belief that everyone can and should become more aware of how to support children and families in their community. We've all been in those situations where we observe an uncomfortable situation at the grocery store, a baseball field, or community festival. We know it's not quite child abuse, yet the interaction between the parent and child just leaves you with a little uncomfortable knot in your stomach. And this training specifically addresses those specific instances. What do you do in those situations? It's a great training, is free and open to the public, and really truly supports children and families.
All right. Do you have a social media presence?
Yes, we have a very strong social media presence. We have an active Facebook and Instagram page. And every Tuesday, we post a Toddler Tuesday video and a Family Fun Friday video. The videos are fun and engaging. They're with often craft demonstrations or cooking segments with the hopes that parents will do these activities with their children. We know that parents know that they need to spend time with their kids and want to. They just don't know what to do. So hopefully our video segments can give parents some ideas.
So how can someone contact the Prevention Council?
You can go to our website, www.sopreventioncouncil.com, or you can follow us on Facebook. If you do suspect child abuse and neglect in your community, please call the hotline at 1-800-452-1999. Remember that you do not need to know all of the information about the situation to make the call. Child Protective Services will gather the necessary information. Your role is only to report suspected abuse and neglect.
Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to thank you for this opportunity, and when you see pinwheels in the community, know that it is us, the Prevention Council, raising awareness for child abuse and neglect.
All right. Monica Olivares, Community Coordinator for Sunrise Opportunity Prevention Council for Washington and Hancock Counties. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
All right.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.